welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 142. Today's article, How to Say You're Sad in English. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can listen into this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today's article discusses some expressions in English you can use when you're dealing with a sad event or when you're just feeling sad. Sometimes it's really hard to express these things in another language. Today you will get vocabulary, I will read you the article, and in the end give you some discussion questions. So sit back, listen in, and learn some new English while listening to a daily news article. Enjoy! All right, let's begin with today's vocabulary. God, noun. In Christianity and other religions, the creator and ruler of the universe, a spirit or being believed to have power over a part of nature or human life. As a Christian, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. 2. Weigh, verb, to have a specific weight to find out how heavy something is. African elephants weigh between 2 and 7 tons. 3. Heaven, noun, a place that is perfect. A place where people go after they die in some religions. Sitting by a pool on a tropical island is my idea of heaven. 4. Reduce, verb, to bring to a particular state, condition, etc. Her performance reduced me to tears. 5. Behave, verb, to act in a specified way. My older brother sometimes behaves like a little kid. 6. Control, noun. The power to decide or affect how something is done, how someone behaves, etc. He lost control of the car because he was driving too fast. Now for today's article. The title, How to Say You're Sad in English. Everyone will have to go through a sad event in their life at some point in time. So if you're ever feeling blue or sad, here are some expressions you can use. When people get sad news, they might be so sad that they cry their heart out, or cry for a very long time. Or they could just feel sad and say that they have a heavy heart. For example, you could say, when my best friend moved away, I cried my heart out, and since then I've had a very heavy heart. Some say that the idea of a heavy heart might come from old Egyptian stories that said the gods would weigh your heart when you die to see if you should go to heaven. Thousands of years ago, the Egyptians believed that all thoughts and emotions came from the heart. If someone or something makes a person feel so bad that they start to cry, then you could say they have been reduced to tears. Or if something makes a person feel so sad that they can no longer behave normally, or they lose control of their emotions, you could say they have fallen to pieces. For example, his comments reduced me to tears. They were so mean, I fell to pieces in front of my friends. Now for today's discussion questions. 1. Which of the expressions in the article did you find interesting? 2. How do you like to cheer yourself up when you're feeling blue? 3. Who do you like talking to when you have a heavy heart? 4. Who's the most cheerful person you know? 5. What expressions are used to describe someone who's sad in your language? I hope you enjoy today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. This article was courtesy of Engoo, www.engoo.com, where you can find this article and many more. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.